What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is drum roll.
I'm beating on my desk, but RTX is taking it out. So yeah,
we are episode 300, and of course that is Ryan with me, my co-host. Are you cracking a beer? What are you doing? What is it?
It's I found this at a gas station the other day. It's a Pepsi cream soda cola. Like I like cream soda, but can you show me
the
sweet?
Can you show me the can if it's not in a koozie?
It's in a koozie, but I've got to pull it out. So let's Pepsi cola soda. It's their soda shop stuff. Cream soda cola. So it's like a mix of cream soda and Pepsi, but it's not as sweet as like a traditional cream soda. Gotcha. I haven't tried it with like some alcohol in it, but that's why I've just been drinking them.
What was actually really good that I used to like for a long time is Coke. They had the vanilla Coke. I was always a fan of the vanilla Coke. Was really good.
Yeah.
But now I just drink energy drinks, and I'm just on the I'm no alcohol. I thought about getting a beer to celebrate, but then I just figured I'm an old man and make me tired. So
I know.
Not
we're at lunch today. My boss was like, "Oh yeah, they were like now serving beer," and I was like, "Oh hey, they're serving beer." He's like, "Oh, have one." I was like, "No, I mean I'm gonna end up tired and with a headache." So, no.
Yeah, in the chat, we have old man. Good to see you here. Good to see you celebrate episode 300 with us. Definitely. But yeah, guys, our podcast, if you're new here, is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives a little kickback and keeps the podcast ongoing. But yeah, you were just saying right before we got on here that you had some wind issues in Wichita.
Got wind and we're in like a big like fire hazard right now just because it's so dry here. But it actually rained today and it hadn't rained in months, so that was awesome. But yeah, like up to 70 mile an hour winds, like trees falling over, power.
Yeah, we had the
sorts of craziness.
We had the rain in San Diego yesterday, and as you know, it doesn't really rain in San Diego. Yeah. And it was one of those things. It kind of reminded me of back home in Pittsburgh. Like it rained all day long. I think it was the most it's ever rained since I moved here. And it was like windy too. So most of the time there's like no wind. It's just like a little bit of rain. It was crazy. I was like, where am I? I thought I was back home, but yeah. Enough about the weather talk. This is a tech podcast. Let's jump into tech. We have a lot of cool stuff to talk about. We'll go through our reviews first. If you do want to follow along with us, we do have our full show notes page that is listed in the description of the video or the audio if you are listening later, that has everything that we're going to talk about. So you can go ahead and follow along with us. Ryan, you are back on the review train. You know, it's been a bit since you did. Oh, you did the Corsair one. I totally forgot about that. Yeah, mm-hmm. You made your video. But you took a look at a NVMe SSD, which you can't not be a fan of these drives, even if you're just as this one is. This is a Gen 3 drive, but even if you're just getting into it, just the speed difference over a normal hard drive is just.
Definitely. Yeah, that's kind of what I, you know, mentioned in my intro. Was kind of like, you know, we're as enthusiasts, we're like focusing on all that the new stuff. So Gen 4 SSDs, right? And the speed that they can bring to us. But for some people, like a Gen 3 drive is going to meet the performance needs that they have, you know, and is either going to be an upgrade from even a SATA SSD or maybe a spinning disk. You know, they're just trying to upgrade an existing system, or even if they're building a new one and they don't need it to be, you know, an enthusiast level or gaming PC, but they want snappy performance out of it, a Gen 3 drive is going to be great for, you know, just everyday use. And that's kind of where the Patriot Viper VPN 110 comes into play. And one of the nice features about this drive, which, you know, really you're going to use this in a PC build because it comes with a heatsink attached to it. Now, this isn't one that you're really going to want to pull off of there. You could probably pull it off, right? But it's not designed for that. It's designed to be on there and cool this. So this isn't a drive that you're going to get for your laptop necessarily and put in there. It's got a full length aluminum heatsink with multiple kind of channels there. You can see in the image Bob's got up to just kind of support airflow. You know, if you've got some passive or some airflow through your case there, these open channels can allow some of that air to move through there to cool it a little better. So you don't have to worry about the controller overheating and throttling your drive at all with this drive. Nice. Yeah, it's a TLC drive. So 3D NAND on here. Again, it is a Gen 3 by 4 drive. So, you know, rated for 3,300 megabytes per second on reads, sequential reads, and 3,000 megabytes per second on sequential writes. Got pretty close to that on most of the items, and it kind of comes into the middle to top mid performance for our Gen 3 drives. So, you know, in Crystal Disk Mark here on the read, we've got about 3,200 megabytes per second, which kind of puts it right in the towards the top of the middle. So pretty standard, pretty good performance as compared to its advertised speeds, right? So, and then on the right, it moves up just a little bit to about 2,600 there for the right. So a little bit under the 3,000 advertised, but you're going to get a little different performance out of drives depending on what system you got in it, right? And those are like theoreticals, the 3,300 and 3,000. So just to kind of keep that in mind. I didn't mention we reviewed, this is the 1 terabyte drive. It does come in 512, 1 terabyte and 2 terabyte versions.
Nice.
Yeah, really. I mean, not a whole lot to say about it, right? It's not a flashy Gen 4 drive, but it's just a good solid performer. Yeah. It's got the heat sink there. So again, if you're putting this into maybe an older system that doesn't have a heat sink built in on the motherboard, right? You can just throw this in. And be good to go there. What were you gonna say?
And I think that the heatsink's pretty aggressive looking. So I mean, this is gonna look pretty cool inside your system if you did have a case that had a window where your M.2 is visible. It's gonna look pretty cool. It's gonna look like probably part of the motherboard in the most case because it is black as well. So
yeah, it's just matte black aluminum heatsink with a small Viper logo in the middle there. It looks like cool. Old man. Let's see here. He's got a Gen 3. Yeah, talking about just Gen 3 is fine for PC games, right? Yeah. Most of the time, it's gonna be just fine for most.
I mean, the massive upgrade that you're gonna get from, say, a normal, say you have a game drive just like Old Man said, and you know you have all your games on there, and then you upgrade to an NVMe SSD. I would say, because I've done this, I mean, just like the new I don't know how the load times are in the new Battlefield, but I mean, Battlefield 5. I remember because we used that exclusively for like graphics card. And I had all my games on like an old, it might even just been a 3.5 inch SSD. So like the load times were like 30 seconds. Like it was decently bad load times. And then when I upgraded to an NVMe SSD, it was like 4 seconds.
Yeah. Night and day.
You know? Yeah. Imagine like waiting through like a cutscene for like the actual level to load on any of these games, and now you can just like, I think in Battlefield 5 you just would hit spacebar, I think it was, or enter to you know to actually load. Yeah, it's, you know, and then you talk about Windows startup times as well. I mean, going from a traditional SSD to this is going to be, you know, again going from like a 30 second Windows boot up to a 5 or 8 second Windows boot up, and even you could even be going from a 2.5 inch SATA SSD. I mean, this is still what, 5 times faster?
Yeah, 5 to 6 times faster.
Yeah. And so I mean,
the, you know, price wise, right around $95 on Amazon for this. The the downside that I've found was that there's no bundled software with it, right?
Yeah.
They just don't offer that with this drive. So pretty basic there, but it does support, you know, trim and smart and all those features as well. So it's just a good all around Gen 3 drive.
Yeah. So check out the review. That is the Patriot Viper VPN 110. And like I said, just under $1 a gig. Remember when NVMe's came out? It was, you know, we're getting down to those.
Well, you mean 10 cents a gig?
What? No, dollar a gig.
Oh, you're right.
I'm completely wrong, because like $1 a gig would be like very expensive for this drive. It'd be $1,000. I'm way off the reservation right now. Yeah, 10 cents a gig, what Ryan was saying. So yeah, getting, you know, in this year, you'll see, we have seen some, but you'll see a lot more. You know, a lot of drives, just like this drive, are 512, 1 terabyte, 2 terabyte. You're going to see a lot more 4, 8s. You will see some 16s this upcoming year as well, getting into those higher capacities when, you know, for the NVMe drives, which is pretty exciting. So definitely stuff to look forward to there as well. Then we have two keyboard reviews. So I took a look at, big fan of the IQNX keyboards. I use one as my daily driver. My previous daily driver was an IQNX. As I always say, I feel like the IQNX keyboards are some of the best pre-built keyboards, and they're not crazy enthusiast grade, right? They're relatively affordable, typically under $200 for a fully built out keyboard, which I think is not, you know, enthusiast grade stuff's like $600-$800 for a keyboard, which you might think is crazy, but people pay that. So I think they have a really good spot in the market. And I took a look at their L80 formula, which is kind of like a relation to this board, which is the A80. A80 is a little bit different, but this is a really cool keyboard for a lot of different ways. One, obviously, if you just look at it, I mean, the colors, this is the formula colorway. So kind of, I would say, theme sort of like a racing type theme, I guess, because it's called formula. You know, you have white, you have the red, and then you have sort of like the slate blue type of color, or dark gray, however your eyes kind of see that color. But it looks absolutely awesome. And the one thing that I really like about IQNX is they carry the colorway throughout the chassis of this keyboard. So, I mean, if you look at the back here, you can see you have your two-tone colorway, you know, with a little logo here, which is in red, which matches, of course, the red on the keyboard. Like, everything kind of goes together, because a lot of times you'll get a keyboard where the chassis is either white or black, and then the colorway is just really on the keycaps. Here you have the entire thing's done. The chassis, the keycaps, even the included USB cable is the, you know, the color is made to match the keyboard, which I think is really cool. And that's an upgrade from their previous keyboards that we've reviewed. So really cool to see that. The other thing that's really, I really like about this keyboard, and I like about the A80, is that it's an 80% keyboard. It's basically a 10 keyless keyboard without the space. So on a 10 keyless, you would have a little space at the end here, and then you would have your arrow keys and sort of like your page up, page down, those kind of functions kind of just separate a little bit. What they do with this is they bring that together, and it doesn't feel crunched in, or it doesn't feel like it's a small keyboard. It's about 10% smaller than an 87% keyboard. I really like this form factor. It gives you everything. It gives the keyboard a smaller feel on your desk, which I really like. I don't like big, crazy keyboards. You don't get a number pad on this one. You do get a full function row, but I really like this form factor. It's just, I don't know, it just works. It just works for me. And I
think the only thing that would bother me is the little bit smaller shift key on right side.
Yeah, I don't.
But it may not, right? I don't use that shift key.
Yeah, I don't even know the last time I ever used that shift key. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of something, you know, the shift key is a little bit smaller. You can see where you have a little bit of smaller, but everything is pretty, it's spaced really well. It doesn't feel crunched in, because if you go from like even a 10 keyless down to say like a 60% or something like that, like you'll see when things get a little bit smaller, or just even smaller form factor keyboards in general, going from something, you'll notice the difference, but here you really don't notice the difference. Our keyboard shipped with Gateron blue mechanical key switches. You have the choice of Gaterons, you have the choice of Cherry MX, and you have the choice of TTC switches. So you can really, I guess, customize this if you want. You know, so mechanical key switches on this. The keycaps themselves are PBT keycaps. I talk about this all of the time. If you are using a keyboard that, you know, if you're at your computer a lot and you have ABS keycaps, which is like kind of standard on most gaming keyboards, you're going to get like that shine on your keyboard. The legends are going to wear off quicker. It's going to be a less comfortable experience than PBT keycaps. It's just a better quality on PBT keycaps. So I would definitely get a keyboard with PBT keycaps. So you have that here as well. There is a aluminum plate that is on, you know, aluminum top plate on this keyboard as well. So very solid feel. The chassis feels very, very solid. Here you can see kind of the angle that the keyboard goes at. You know, it's already at an angle, but you get two different levels of adjustments. So on the bottom, there are two sets of feet, so you can kind of pick really where you know, how you want this keyboard angled. And this is a wireless keyboard too, so you can use it wired. They include the Type-C cable. But if you want to use it wirelessly, there's just a little button here on the back. And what's cool about this keyboard is they include a 2.4 gigahertz dongle. That's really important for gaming, not so much for, say, you know, general typing. I think Bluetooth gets the job done when it comes to normal typing, I would say. But for gaming, you want the 2.4 gigahertz, and you do get that here. Even though this keyboard really is designed as a typing keyboard first, not a gaming keyboard. But you get that as well. And everything on this keyboard is really easy to set up. There is no software, but pairing everything is extremely easy. I go through how to do that in the review, both on the Bluetooth side and with a 2.4 gigahertz dongle. You can get this keyboard with RGB lighting. It's not going to be amazing because the keycaps do not have the see-through legends like you would see on a lot of other keyboards. Although it doesn't look all that bad if you're, you know, completely in the dark. Again, no software, so you have to program the RGB lighting yourself on the keyboard, but it looks pretty good, but not obviously a major selling point to the keyboard. Overall, though, I think, as I said, for a fully built out keyboard, something that's completely built out, it's really good. I think it's $179.99. For this keyboard, which I think is a great price because, again, you can build something custom that's going to look a lot better than this. And it's going to, you know, but this is fully built out for you. You don't have to think about anything. You can use it wired or wirelessly. The included USB cable matches everything. Pretty solid build overall. Quality materials, PBT keycaps, mechanical keys, like it has everything that you
like
would
that
want.
You can switch those switches as well, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's a pretty nice factor.
I didn't even mention that. So say you get it, you know, we have our Gateron Blues, but maybe I want to try a different switch. Maybe I want to put a speed switch in here or something else. The key switches are hot swappable. So they include a keycap and switch puller that allows you to pop out the switches and put in your own switches. So, you know, say you're getting into the custom keyboard type thing, but you just want to buy something and maybe down the line you want to, you know, put in your own switches. You can do that with this keyboard. So again, that's why I really think the price that it's at is such a good price to kind of get into custom keyboards, mechanical keyboards, you know, and you don't, yeah, like it's not all that expensive, and it's upgradable down the line. You can upgrade the keycaps, you can upgrade switches, you can do all that kind of stuff down the line. So pretty cool. So definitely check that out. They do have, let me go to their website. They do have a bunch of different colorways in the, you can see the Christmas one right here, in the L80. So you have the Cosmic Traveler, which is kind of like a blue,
yeah, like the space one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then here's the L80 Formula, which we reviewed. They have the L80 Raffalo, which is
Oasis.
The Oasis, which I think is pretty cool. Obviously the Christmas one as well. So they have a couple different colorways, because that's the thing. Like, here's the A80, which we also reviewed. Mm-hmm. It only comes in this colorway. That's it. A bunch of different colorways to choose from.
Having a Christmas one seems a little risky to me, right? Like, that's a lot of
Yeah.
You want Christmas all year?
I don't know. That's a little weird to have a cut, but they have a Christmas one if you wanted to get it. So,
yep.
So yeah, so go ahead and check that out. Then our good buddy Tyler took a look at a really cool, this was a Kickstarter, a really cool, super low profile keyboard. It's the Vissels LP85. This is a low profile mechanical, optomechanical keyboard. So basically it uses, optomechanical switches. So if you're not familiar with optical switches, basically there's a laser, and when you press the key down, it cancels that laser, and that's your switch, that's your actuation of the key press. Am I explaining that right?
Yeah.
So that's like the actuation of the key press. So and that's actually more accurate than a mechanical key switch. So what a lot of companies have done is they've designed switches that are optical, but they have the same feel as a mechanical switch. And that's kind of what this keyboard does. But the big thing about this keyboard is that it's incredibly thin, very low profile, very much made for to replace the Mac keyboard, which has scissor switches, which are just, they're not great. And to give you that really good feel and a couple other features that you, of course, don't get on that. I think it's the Apple Magic keyboard. I think that's what it's called, or I forget what it's called. But this keyboard is only 15.1 millimeters tall. I mean, that we have a picture here. That's how thin it is. I mean, it's incredibly thin. It can be used wired or wirelessly. So this one is just, you know, wired or Bluetooth. And again, this is not designed as a gaming keyboard, so you really don't need the 2.4 gigahertz. The buttons themselves are sort of like that square with the rounded edges, which I think is very, that's very laptop and very Mac-esque. Yeah. You know, but these, you can see they have their own custom switches right here, which again is an optical switch with a mechanical feel, which I think is very, very important. You know, mimicking that mechanical feel is what I think a lot of people want. A lot of people that are typists, a lot of people that are coding, even Ryan and I mean, that's what we prefer. So having that on here is going to be really great. You have RGB lighting on this, full per key RGB backlighting, which I think looks excellent on this keyboard. And yeah,
I like so that you like, don't see it glowing through, like it's just the key legend that is lit.
Yeah, it's a little different, right? Typically you would see that. I don't think they had necessarily enough room to have, like, you know, the plate,
the underglow,
and all of that, especially with the low profile of everything. But I like it. That's a little different like that. I mean, obviously this is going to look far better than your Mac keyboard as well. Their Kickstarter is over, but they fully funded it. So it was funded, in 30 days with $166,270. I don't know if you're able to buy it after. I don't know if they're fulfilling the orders and all of that. But yeah, it's it's very like nicely made. I believe that the entire chassis is like aluminum, so it's a really nice looking keyboard. So check out the review for sure. It's a sexy little keyboard. I think it'd be like a great typing keyboard, or because it's so thin, it's a great great keyboard that you would take with you somewhere. I've done that with, like, I've taken mechanical keyboards with me to use with laptops because I just love my mechanical keyboard. So I think that having something like this would be great there as well. So check out that review for sure. Let's go to Case Mod Friday, and we have an awesome build this week. We have the Yule Beast Designs Atlas 2 with an awesome build inside it. So this is one of their new cases. Yule Beast makes kind of custom cases. They make some really cool, unique cases. And they, customrigs.de did this build, which is just like pretty insane.
It's a pretty intense build here.
Yeah, it is just
a lot going on.
How big are these
dual GPUs? Like these rads are, those are thick too. They're like a probably a 45 millimeter thick rad, right? Yeah. And what, dual three, are there 360s?
They look like it. Those look like 120 millimeter fans, but
yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know. Don't the ones at the bottom look bigger? Maybe just be the perspective of the photo.
Thicker? No, I think it's just.
These look like 140s. But I could be wrong. In any case, you have just crazy build, dual graphics card, all of, and I really like kind of like the dark black look. So all of the tubing, one, it's soft tubing, and two, it's not clear or anything like that. It's all black, which I think it just makes this build kind of stand out a lot more. You have the res here at the back, pump here at the back.
They're 125s, just.
Okay. And we can see some of the other shots. These are 3090s, I would assume, because you have the SLI bridge there. So you have those. You know, just a really
one, the pumps with the LCDs on them, right? You've got the Aqua computer.
You can see it right there. It's pumps not turned on. Yeah.
And they have the custom, if you go to the next image, I think it is, maybe. The one at the bottom, center bottom.
This one, yeah. That one?
Just some of that custom plastic, or is that the, oh, never mind, that's the GPU block.
That's a GPU, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But over, like I said, it's just a really sleek looking build. Great color choices, a little different, so it's more of like a, that's an orange. It's not really a red, right?
Yeah.
So like orange and black, which I don't think we see enough of these days. Really? We don't see a whole lot of builds like this. So really cool build. Obviously, the power supply cabling matches. So you have the orange and black there. Then you have the orange LEDs on mostly everything. Yeah, it just goes together really, really well. And do you think this is clear coolant or is this orange coolant?
It's orange. I mean, orange look at in the GPU block, right?
Oh, yeah. Orange. Yeah, I'm not smart. Yeah, you can see it right there in there. So yeah, really cool stuff. Check this one out. This one's from customrigs.de. And we were running two contests. Our initial contest ended yesterday. The Be Quiet fans. So we had a 3-pack of their new ARGB fans. Somebody had won that, but we still have our holiday contest going on with Patriot. So four awesome prizes from Patriot. We have their Viper V770 mechanical gaming keyboard, their Viper V765 mechanical keyboard, their Viper V380 gaming headset, and their Viper V570 gaming mouse. So four awesome prizes, super easy to enter. There's 16 different ways you can enter, following us on social media, following us on Twitch, all that kind of stuff, following us on YouTube. Get your entries in. This one has 14 days left, so a good amount of time on this one, but awesome prizes. So definitely get your entries in for all of that. And before we go to our news, I'm throwing this on Ryan last minute. I wanted to talk about, because we are 10 days away from Christmas, right?
Yeah.
10 days away from Christmas. I want to talk about, what do you think are some good, and this is, so if Ryan takes a second, because I'd never, I didn't put this in our show notes or anything, but I figured we could talk about it a little bit. Like, what do you think are some good stocking stuffers for Christmas? Like last minute stocking stuffers that you can pick up?
If you're wanting to pick them up locally.
Locally, I mean, or even on Amazon. I mean,
it's getting pretty close is the only thing, you know, for shipping and everything and inventory. You know, a nice high capacity like flash drive, either just a standard, you know, little USB drive, or the external SSDs, I think are nice. Right, the external SSD, like you've reviewed, is a little more pointed performance product, but like everybody can, a lot of people mostly, you know, can still use like 128 gig USB 3, you know, or a Type C flash drive. What else?
Yeah, so here's like,
yeah, like those would be good for that person that, you know, uses them a lot, but even like everybody can use just a smaller, you know, thumb drive,
flash drive, like perfect stocking stuffer, transferring like files between 20
gig, just a something that's quick, USB 3 at a minimum, right? Yeah, old man says a mouse upgrade is always nice. That one I go back and forth on. If they've told you like a mouse that they want, I think that's a safe option, but like there's so many designs and feels, and do you want heavy, do you want light, do you need 100 buttons on it, you know?
I was thinking too, like for your desk, so you know, mouse mat, you can get a ton of great mouse mats, but I was also thinking like wireless charger, that could do it, that could be for your phone, that could be for your you know, a lot of wireless earbuds, you know, they can be charged wirelessly, mice can be, you know, you have a whole slew of things you can, that can sit on your desk. Also, I was thinking too, like the Funko Pops, you know, those are great stocking stuffers, not all that, you know, expensive, and that can sit on your desk. Ryan has a ton of stuff behind him, you know, all those little toys and things like that. Just like, I mean, just like our review, the NVMe SSDs are relatively inexpensive, and that's for somebody who has a computer, that's going to be a massive upgrade in terms of, you know, load times, not only for Windows, but for games. We talked about that. What else? Any kind of gift card, like so Steam gift card or anything. Steam's like that.
Steam's good. Amazon, obviously. Amazon, you ship about anything.
What else?
I think here.
Just like, I mean, and for like desk setup stuff, like you can get very inexpensive RGB strips. Like,
yep, RGB strips. That's what I was gonna say. Or
Those
Govee.
Yeah, I do say Govee is one of the better ones. If you're not going to go the crazy expensive route of Hue, I have Govee strips. They're actually on the back of my monitor now. And they're very inexpensive. Depending, I mean, they can get a little bit more expensive if you want like super smart ones or ones that you can use, you know, with smart home stuff. But I mean, here's one, 16.4 feet, which is like perfect for the back of like a smaller monitor, or perfect for like the back end of a desk. $14.99 arrives. Yeah, you can get them, you know, they're at least by me, they're, you know, you can get them before arrives Christmas.
Tomorrow, man.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I mean, this one isn't smart, so you have, as you can see, you have the controller there, but still, it's like a great way to do, you know, it's a perfect stocking stuffer, not all that you know, expensive. What else? Headset stand. So headset.
Yeah, you know, I have two of them and I don't use them. And it's because I didn't want, and this headset's a little different because it has the strap, right?
Yeah.
The one we're using. But like most headsets have like a foam
thing
at the top. And I don't want the weight of the headset indenting permanently, you know, the
I had one that went on sort of like this one, but this one goes on top of your desk. But I had one that just like went on the bottom of my desk, and I used that for a very long time. But these are very inexpensive.
I 3D printed one that's kind of like that.
Yeah, it's $13.99. Like very inexpensive stuff. Inside your computer, I would say the less expensive stuff, again, RGB strip.
You can do some...
Oh, some you fans, can get you can get like power supply extension,
like or, like a cabling kit. Yep.
Yeah. So these like so I actually have this one, this Asia Horse one I had bought for our test systems. I haven't had any issues with these as far as like power delivery and things like that. And you can get these in a bunch of different color options. Again, delivery tomorrow. $25.99 for these ones. These are just simple extensions. So you plug these into the, you know, your cables that you already have. And they're great. And they do come with the combs as well. So if you're thinking like the picture doesn't show, but they do come with the combs. You can see them in this picture. You can see the cable combs. They come with those as well to keep everything nice and neat. And it's just a nice little upgrade if you have cables kind of jumbled everywhere or you're using the stock cables that came with your power supply. Great little upgrade. Perfect stocking stuff for $25.99. You can find these anywhere. Are good.
It's like a USB charger, like a 6-port anchor charger, yeah. You know, like to charge a bunch of devices. Those are always handy to have. I have a couple of those and they're really nice.
Yeah,
like, yeah, just little ones like that. Yep.
Yeah, like $19.99. It all depends on kind of what you want. But yeah, I have a bunch of those as well, and they're perfect for charging stuff. So I just wanted to do that to give you guys kind of an idea. If you're looking for like that last minute gift, either for yourself or to give an idea to somebody to get for you, or you're looking for something for that computer tech person. Yeah, so to go through really quickly, we said portable SSDs, NVMe SSDs, USB flash drives, a new mouse. I think you're right. I think if somebody had said that they wanted a specific mouse, pick up that mouse for them. Great stocking stuffer. RGB strips, whether the ones that go outside or inside your system, power supply extension cables, USB hub. So a lot of really great things. And again, a lot of these tech items are like, at least where I live, I mean, in California, they're like in stock in the warehouse. So you should be able to get them like next day. So we are 10 days out. So you shouldn't have to worry about a lot of those. You know, but a lot of this stuff too, you can find all of this stuff at Best Buy, at Micro Center, if you have a Micro Center, all that kind of stuff. So even a lot of this stuff you can find at Walmart and Target, really.
Walmart, Target, Office Depot, yeah. Even. Yep.
I was in Target the other day and they had like a lot of Razer stuff, like a lot of PC gaming.
Yeah, Razer I've seen stuff. Like kind of like Best Buy has, you know, the Razer, Corsair, and I think HyperX. I've seen in Targets.
Yeah.
And Logitech.
Yeah. So an old man said he uses LED strip under his desk. He much prefer the indirect light when gaming. Yeah, I mean, they're great to RGB strips are great to add to your desk. I have one on the back of my monitor. They're just great. And again, you can go from, you know, at the low end, $12-$15 to like $100, depending what you want it to do and all that kind of stuff. So just some options for you guys for Christmas as it is coming up. And now we're on to news. And we have a few things going on. First, we'll talk about NVIDIA. It's been reported that they will be delaying the RTX 3080 refresh, which was going to go from 10 gig to 12 gig, and then the 3070 Ti refresh, which was going from 8 gig to 16 gig on the VRAM side. It just looks like they're pushing them back. I don't know if it has to do with allocation issues or what they're planning. It has been reported that these were expected to be announced at CES in January, first week of January coming up here. But it looks like they're going to be announcing RTX 3090 Ti, which will again be a VRAM upgrade. I think it's just a speed upgrade on the VRAM. I'm not specifically sure, but it's going to obviously be like a slight bump from the actual 3090. It's supposed to be announced that, according to this latest rumor, that is the only card that NVIDIA will be announcing at CES. Now, this could be completely false. We don't know. But yeah, so that's kind of what we've heard. And then the other two cards, which again, we do believe that we will see a 3070 Ti refresh and a 3080 refresh with more VRAM, because we did see the EEC filings for these cards. So they're there. So just might be pushed back a little bit. So we'll keep you updated to see if these cards do in fact... you know, but we could see them announced at CES. You know, we really don't know what's going on, so we'll keep you updated on all of that. Also, NVIDIA is having a contest, and I want to tell you about it because these three prizes are pretty awesome. So, I believe it came out today, or no, it comes out next week, right?
What's that?
Matrix Resurrection.
Today
is the 15th.
Does this come out the 17th? I don't know. No.
But anyways, Matrix, the new Matrix movie is coming out, Matrix Resurrection.
22nd.
22nd. Yeah, so it's next week. And NVIDIA is doing a pretty cool contest kind of to promote the movie. So they commissioned three custom PCs. And if you look at these, obviously Matrix themed PCs, all of which are water cooled, all of which feature a Ryzen CPU and a either RTX 3080 Ti or RTX 3090. And I mean, look how cool that looks. That's a pretty awesome, looking.
It's funny. I came upstairs last night and my wife was watching The Matrix. She was about halfway through. So I just like sat down and watched the rest of it with her, and it holds up pretty well. Like it's still I thought it was still a pretty good movie for being over 20 years old.
Yeah. Oh God, we are so old.
I know. 99.
That's crazy. So here's the
first one. These are cool though. Yeah.
Here's the second one, which is a little bit more traditional inside NZXT cases.
I saw the video you sent to me that they really took advantage of that NZXT, the screen on that cooler to show you got the rabbit there. And I like the design on the front with the flowing code.
So you have this one, and then the third one here is really crazy. It's like a system, and I really like how they incorporated the older graphics card. So this is like it looks like a GeForce, like 6600. That's what it looks like to me, but it could be older than that. With everything and just like this crazy old,
If that card was like the card to have when The Matrix came out, right? Like in 1999, right? Like, that, who knows? It's got the little, the Titan USB drive plugged into the side.
Yeah. So, really cool. So you could win one of these three. They're doing the contest on their social media. I sent the post over to Ryan, but you can just check on like NVIDIA's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and they'll tell you how you can get entered. Pretty simple to do. On top of that, they have five custom backplates for the 3080 Ti Founders Edition. Those are kind of what they look like. Pretty cool looking. Official Matrix Resurrections kind of stuff there. Cool stuff. Cool. You would think that this would happen because I think The Matrix was one of, 20 years ago was one of the first really kind of computer hacker type of movie at its time, right? It really focused on that kind of stuff. And I think if you were a nerd or you were into computers, like that movie really like kind of struck a chord with you. So it kind of makes sense for NVIDIA to do this. So get your entries in on this one. Again, I know they posted it on their Facebook. Like it's super easy to enter. So they have it right here. And then all you have to do to enter is like the post and then comment hashtag The Matrix on this. And they're doing it on their Instagram and Twitters as well. So you can, do all that, but really cool. I think it's pretty awesome. So, I want to win one of those PCs. I just want to have it sitting in the back here, like behind me. Of course, somebody who's actually going to like use the PC should get it, so they can game and stuff. So, but it would be cool to have that as a little prop back behind me. We have our first pictures of Intel's GPUs, their Arc Alchemist DG2 and DG2 512 EU and the DG2 128 EU, like the pictures of the actual GPUs. You can kind of see them all there. I mean, it's not crazy, but it's cool to see them like that they're real. And that's kind of what they look like. The bigger one, of course, is the 512. This is the 128. Just good.
I'm excited.
Yeah,
this competition. Hopefully, it's actually a competition.
It's good to have a third player, a serious third player, and it's good to, it's good to just competition makes things so much better. Whether it's innovation as far as better clock speeds and power performance, and all that kind of stuff, or pricing. Right. If you have a third player, you have somebody else to compete against, because if we see it, NVIDIA is trying to get that price point in between an AMD card. Now they have to mess with, so it's going to hopefully help the consumer out in the long run. So Old Man said Matrix animated shorts were great also. Yeah, the Animatrix was really, really cool. If you've never seen that.
I think I only watched like part of one. I don't know.
You gotta watch it. They're good. If you're a fan of anime and The Matrix, you'll definitely like those as well. I might actually have, that's what I'll do this week. I'm gonna rewatch all the Matrixes. Because they're all on HBO Max right now. Because I think I think HBO Max is it will be, you know, same day available type thing on HBO Max, the movie. So
yeah, I know I watched some of these. Looking at images for Animatrix, I know I watched some of them.
Yeah. Also talking about Intel, their new, well, we saw pictures and we didn't know. So initially we saw this picture, maybe like a month ago, we saw this picture of these stock coolers. Yeah, we looked at this
a while back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these were not real photos, right? We didn't know, you know, kind of hard to tell. Well, we actually have a real photo. This is
still got those stupid clips.
Yeah, it's like the worst.
But
you know,
and those fins are transparent on the outside, aren't they? Or are those reflections? Maybe not.
Those are trans.
They're just like chrome. They are transparent plastic.
Okay. Yeah. So the top part really is just a way to push air out through.
But I would think you'd be losing.
Yeah, you would, because
air, because it's gonna fly out the sides.
It's the cool your VRMs, dude.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but you know, that's not part of the heatsink. The heatsink is below, as you can see. Now again, these are designed for the lower end processors. These won't come with the K series processors. These are all non K processors that these will come with. But yeah, still this. I hate this.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible. You think you've got them in and then it like pops up and out.
Or you bend one of the corners.
Yes.
Like bend one of those. Yeah. But hey, you get,
this looks like lit. I think that's just molded plastic. I don't think it's going to be lit.
I don't know. We'll see if it's going to be. And yeah, because we'll
see.
Well, the thing is, you would see it like a power
somewhere. Yep.
Yeah. Right. Like coming down. No, that's the clip. Like you would see it coming down into the middle somewhere. I don't know, we'll see. But that is the new stuff. We're still waiting for this one, this other one over here. Mm-hmm. So this is this one, then you have one that doesn't have, it's not just transparent, has
a little less. Yeah
and doesn't have like the, it looks slightly smaller too. Then you have this one, which is going to be for the non-K 65 watt i9s. So yeah, so that's what it looks like. So we have official, you know, a real photo of it. So it is real. Give you an idea if, you know, what to expect. Also, the MSI Trident S mini PC. This was teased at CES last year, and we're finally seeing it. Somebody took these photos of it next to an Xbox One X. You can see just how small it is. I mean, very small, very, very thin PC, kind of to go, you know, their target is like, again, the console market, something that you could possibly take with you. It's not going to be crazy, but with cloud gaming and things like that, it can definitely, you can definitely do a lot with it. Obviously, it's a full PC. You can kind of see what the inside kind of looks like there. I would say this is probably like, it's not a laptop design, but it's very similar. You have a little bit more room to work with compared to a laptop. You have full-size DIMMs here, as you can see, over here. So you have a little bit more room to work with.
Well, its cooling is kind of similar to how a lot of laptops work, where they use heat pipes to move the heat away to a spot where they can get a little bigger fin array. Yeah,
this looks like a blower fan thing over here. So be interesting to see. And you can see just how thin it is compared to it's just almost the same size. You know? That's pretty cool to see. I assume they'll be showing this off at CES in a couple weeks here. So cool to see. I think that there is a market for that. I think there is a market for people who don't want to play hardcore games, but want to, you know, want a PC where they can play a lot of their Steam games on, very something very simple, something that can go in the living room or go in the kids' room, you know, to have to play. So yeah, pretty cool there. And then NZXT has a new craft case or product. So we've seen this over the years of the past 3 or 4 years, maybe 2 years. NZXT's craft is basically like a custom limited edition either case. I think it's, has it, it's been more than cases, has it? Or maybe
you want to share it?
Well, yeah, I was going to.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to remember what were some of the others
we saw.
Was the Ninja One part of that?
Ninja One, Player Unknown Battlegrounds. You know, so this is their custom Cyberpunk 2077 H710i PC case made in conjunction with CD Projekt Red. This is Craft 9. So this is their 9th custom piece that they've done. You know, here's the back, here's the front. You know, that's what the side panel looks like. The Cyberpunk stuff never like struck a chord with me. It really didn't.
The look of it.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
I like it. I'm a fan.
Yeah, okay. 1,000 of these will be made.
I think it's a little late to the game for Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's still kind of a popular game, right? We were all hyped about it, and then it just kind of had so many issues.
I wonder why this case is so late in the game, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done this at launch, but maybe it was something they were working on, and then obviously supply chain stuff and getting it out there. But yeah, or they couldn't, you know, I mean, design, I don't know. But in any case, 1,000 units of these will be made, $300, so $299.99. You know, again, it just doesn't do it for me because it's not something that I'm necessarily into, and I'm just not a fan of the cyberpunk like theme. It's, you know what I mean? It's just not my cup of tea. But if it is your cup of tea, get them now, because again, the price, they might be sold out by now. But if they're not, again, there's only 1,000. So it's a cool piece, though. If you're into cyberpunk, it's definitely a cool piece. Old man in the chat, he said he's seen Cyberpunk 2077 for PS4 and Xbox for $10. That's pretty bad. I feel like every time we have one of these big launches, right, this stuff goes wrong. I just, you know, I think it's combined. It's a combined, the game studios with like the crunch, and we've seen so many articles about that and stress levels and all right. That kind of stuff, and like making the launch window and doing all that. And it's, I don't know, there were a lot of issues with Cyberpunk when it first came out. I have the game. I don't know it, you know, so
yeah, I never ended up buying it.
So if you're into that case, check that out. Coming up next week, I'll be taking a look at 2 different products. First, I have the Iceberg Thermal. This is their Ice Sleet G4 Midnight Edition. So it's a decently small single tower, single fan cooler. So it's,
is this very similar to the previous one you looked at from them?
The previous one was much larger. This is okay. A smaller cooler. Especially compared to a lot of the coolers that we've been taking a look at lately. It can handle thermal loads up to 180 watts, RGB fan. This is a special edition, so it has the RGB fan. But yeah, so I will be taking a look at that. And then I'll be taking a look at an awesome motherboard. This thing is insane. So I'll be taking a look at the ASUS ROG Crosshair 8. Extreme motherboard. I mean, this thing is packed enormous with features. It has so much on the board. There's just so much going on this board. And it's like it's heavy duty. I don't know how much it weighs, just like right off the bat, but it's a very heavy board. This is sort of like the X570S type board, because there is no active cooling on the chipset fan, or there is no chipset fan. There is no active cooling on the chipset. So yeah, it's just an excellent, excellent board. I'm excited to tell you guys about that. So stay tuned for that as well. And as we come to the end here, talk about tech related stuff. Did you do anything tech related this past week? See any shows, do any anything tech related?
I mean, I guess this is tech related. I ended up buying a Cricut machine, which I told you about a little bit earlier, which is usually like associated with those crafty folks that make the, you know, custom t-shirts or vinyl stickers on tumblers and things like that. I bought it for another, like a couple side projects that I wanted to be able to, I don't know, make some custom precision cut items. And they were on sale for pretty cheap. Like I think this thing was usually $400 and it was on sale for $229. So I thought that was a pretty good discount. So I bought a Cricut maker, and I think I'm going to try and make some custom vinyl, like PC window stickers, right? I've seen it, some builds do it before. I'm going to try making some like abstract, you know, graphic line designs and just see how that looks and turns out.
Nice.
Yeah, just mess around with, but that's about as technical as I got this during the week. How about you?
Yeah, this past weekend I took a mini vacation. Mm-hmm. Which was nice. So I didn't really do much of anything.
Did you take your drone?
I didn't fly it. No, I didn't fly it.
Just use it. Yeah.
I thought about it. It was windy and I have flown that drone over water, but I haven't flown it like over the ocean.
Yeah. This thing's going to fly, but,
yeah. So I brought the drone, but I didn't use it. I need to find a place here. So like where I live now, like the park down the street, I can't fly it cause I'm too close to like a airfield. So I need to find a place to fly it and kind of really get used to using it. Cause I've only used it a few times. But beyond that, no, it was nice to get away for the weekend, which is kind of much needed, I feel. After just been busy, but yeah, no, just busy working on reviews. I always mess it up. It's like right there is our new processor.
Oh,
I can see it. It's right there. So we have a lot of Alder Lake and Z690 stuff coming up. Have some case launches coming up that can't tell you about, but those are coming up. We have some GPU stuff coming up. I mean, we have a lot of stuff coming up. I need to get caught back up on reviews. We have a lot of stuff to tell you about. So Ryan has some stuff coming in too. Huh? So just getting excited. Obviously, things are winding down a little bit towards the end of the year, but, you know, still trying to bring you guys some good content and have, you know, just have some good reviews out there for you, as well as video content. I've been working on a video that I've been working on for like 3 weeks for the site as well. It's of a case, but I've just been kind of been slow in getting it done. But we'll have that for you next week as well. So just stay tuned for all of that. It is Wednesday, so that means it is gaming night. So we will be playing Apex Legends over on Twitch. If you guys want to check it out, twitch.tv/syncomputers. Right after we end the podcast here, Ryan will have that stream up and we'll get going playing there. So that'll be a lot of fun. So definitely if you want to hang out with us, continue to hang out with us tonight. Again, it's twitch.tv/thinkcomputers. For everybody who was here in the live chat, old man, we appreciate you guys being in the live chat. Everybody who listens later, we appreciate you as well. And we will be here next week, same time, same place. So we'll see everybody next week.